This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code BIGFOOT. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 676.
676.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show by MMA fans. For MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. It's free balling over there.
Yes.
What's going on, Kemosabe?
I was going to double middle finger, but I thought that was aggressive.
So it is aggressive.
Double finger.
Save it for later. When I get out of line, just fucking throw them up like, whoa.
Yes.
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm excited for the football season to start. I want to see how these Bears look, you know?
Fucking awesome. Playoff. They're playoff bound, and go. Maybe even Super Bowl champions.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that. We'll see.
I always love this. Is my favorite part of the year because
right before
they have no losses. Exactly. Yeah. And it's only hope. And like, oh, man, maybe it'll be really good and they'll do really well. That's my favorite part. Because then once the season starts and then you start losing, you're like, oh, no, is this what we're doing? Then you just stop watching the games. You turn them off. And the same thing for the Blackhawks. Blackhawks aren't going to be as good as the Bears. Bears are going to be way better. Blackhawks will do a little bit better. They just still don't have enough firepower on the team. They did some good additions, but
they need more.
Yeah. They won't make the playoffs, but they'll be way better than they were last year. So It's only excitement. Everybody's undefeated right now. That's how you want to start.
Absolutely. Undefeated.
Yes.
That'd be weird if you started behind.
Negative.
Yeah.
Like a fighter that misses weight that should start like a couple points down, at least a point down if you missed weight and someone accepts a fight and you're catch weight or you're pound over or whatever. Yeah.
I like that.
So
makes sense to me.
Of course. Where do you want to start? What should we talk about? Since there was no fucking UFC this weekend.
Well, I will say, let's start on this. Have you ever seen anybody start a fight this way?
Maybe. It depends. I've seen some shit and go.
What are we doing before the fight? We're just hanging out? What is... I mean, he's just chilling. How's he prepared to defend himself?
That looks super gay. I don't. A man shouldn't be a missionary to start a fight. Just preparing for impact in the wrong or the right way, depending upon which
wrong
way he
hole,
goes.
Wrong hole. Yeah.
It seems like it. Sure seems like it.
Yeah.
So we had that. Then we had this barn burner and bare knuckle fighting championship. We'll go over there. I got to make sure. We'll go no sound.
Let's
go share screen. No sound. This guy, watch his right foot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're sharing your whole screen.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Let's try this again.
We saw all of the chaos on Max.
I know. I'll fucking take care of that later. Let's try that again. There, you go.
That's better. There we go.
Oh, so see his right ankle foot?
Oh, yeah, I see.
It didn't look right. But somehow he put it back into place. It sure looked broken there. I don't know how he's walking. I want to see the replay.
It looked like he dislocated it and put it back in.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened.
And he's like,
I'm fucking fine. I'm fine. But that shit was twisted the wrong direction there.
I mean, it looks like by his knee, like it had snapped.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't good.
I mean, tough as shit. Are you kidding me? I'd be like screaming and passed out.
We're good. But I think that's part of being in the fight, too. You have so much adrenaline, you can... like the shit happens and then hours later, like, ooh, like this hurts, that hurts.
Yeah.
All that kind of shit. What
That's
else is
how
good?
I am in the bedroom, man.
Oh yeah,
Exactly like that.
wrecking shit. And you're like, ah, my spine, my spleen,
Yeah.
my rectum.
Ruptured scrotum.
It's like that video game. That was my favorite. I don't remember what the football game was. You'd make that was the one where you could have your guys juice, and
Yes.
then you if you juice too much, they'd t pop you. But you also would break. Oh, ruptured scrotum on the play, and they'd show the X-ray implosion of it. Maybe I can find that and post it.
I like it.
Yeah, what else is happening?
Well, I have no, I'm all videos today, so I
That's
have.
fine. Let's go.
So, here's Boss, and he's talking about if you got something annoying that you can do before you get breakfast, like mowing the lawn, for example, you'll enjoy your breakfast much more. I can't play the song because he's got music playing,
Yeah.
but here he is, and he's like, it's shirtless for our viewing pleasure. Look
Yeah,
at what
he's in great
for.
shape. He's got to be like 56, would be my
Yeah,
guess.
he's in phenomenal shape.
Except for his right arm, which is half the size.
Right.
Hence
Okay.
why they only film him from the left.
Gotcha.
Because he had that fucking, I think, pinched nerve in the neck and didn't get fixed. And then atrophy sets in, and it's never good. So here's a blast from the past. So this is from MMA History Today, looking at this card.
Hendo and Bones, UFC 171.
UFC 151
Yeah.
featuring John Jones versus Dan Henderson was scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's around 12 years ago today. It's the first canceled event in the promotion's history.
Yes.
It was back when Henderson tore his MCL and then he had to pull out of the fight. I think it was on 8 days' notice. And then Chael Sonnen had offered to step in, and John Jones and Greg Jackson were like, no fucking way. We're not fucking taking that fight. I'm like, what? And then the card was so weak that they had to fucking cancel it. And I'll pull the card up here
I remember all
so you
that.
can see that.
They got real mad at John.
Yeah, they were none too happy. God, this fucking share a screen is whack. I got too much shit popping up here.
There you go.
Okay. Am I sharing right?
Yes, I
Jesus.
can see it now.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, if you take John Jones versus Dan Henderson off, then you have Jake Ellenberger versus Jay Heron,
Yeah.
Dennis Seaver versus Eddie Yagan, Dennis Hallman, Thiago Alves, John Lineker versus somebody. I mean, just it's a fucking sh this looks like a UFC fight night
It does.
minus the main event. Hence why I got canceled. But man, look at Shane Roller. He's on there. That's old
Oh,
school.
hell yeah.
Tim Means, Darren
Danny Castillo.
Cruikshank.
Yeah.
Wow. Charlie Brennerman. Who murdered him? Was it Johnny Hendricks? I
I
think.
think so. That sounds accurate.
Yeah. Back when.
Big rig.
Yeah. Oh, I miss the glory days, man. The glory days of MMA.
Yes.
Speaking of which, let's do a
Sponsor.
little sponsor.
Yes, glory it is. Fellas, do you want your grooming routine to be a one and done deal? Well, the days of using the same trimmer
Maybe.
for your face and your private parts are over, thanks to our friends at Manscaped. They've come up with the ultimate package to keep your hairs trimmed from 12 to 6.
That's my favorite
Introducing
elbow.
the beard and balls bundle featuring the lawnmower 5.0 and the
Nice.
beard hedger.
Just keep driving
A
them.
trimmer for the moneymaker and another for the boys downstairs. Get 20% off free shipping with the code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com for the premium grooming experience. Trust Manscaped.
That's right. First up, your ball's new best friend. It's some kind of shaver. It's like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Ensures you're always looking your best below the waist, while the beard hedger takes care of everything above.
And get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming wherever you need it.
So it's all about. And this episode is also brought to you by Blue Chew. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free.
Blue Chew is an online service, delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost in chewable form. Simple process. You can go to bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within a few days. Best part, they're made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. Don't have to go to the doctor office. Means no awkward conversations and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
That's right. Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me. That's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every
She's a
tennis
kid.
pitch, till every rod is
Wow.
raised. Discover your options at bluechew.com. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try a Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Just like that.
Oh, we are back.
Back to the show. That's right.
Back to the show. I don't know. We were talking football earlier and I forgot to show
This.
this. There was a high school player that had a ridiculous play over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this running
No,
back.
go ahead.
He gets flipped, does like a round off, and then evades another tackle and scores a touchdown. I mean,
He's on the juice.
you think? It's like a wrecking ball.
Yeah. I know a bunch of high schoolers that were on the sauce. They weren't testing back then. I don't know if they test. Do they test these days for
I think they do.
shit? I think you can get away with a bunch of shit in high school. Yeah, I knew kids that were sauce, and one of the kids, one of my friends, you shouldn't be bench pressing 450 in high school.
That's a
Like
lot.
setting the school record. Like he was on everything, and he played football and was fucking. I think he played every position, just like running back, just ran through everybody. It was insane. It
He's a
was fun,
beast. He
fun
was
to
a beast.
watch. Yeah.
What did he do after high school? Do you
Well,
know?
unfortunately, they were fucking around with a gun, and he got shot in his leg, and that fucked up everything.
Oh God. Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry
So
I
take
asked
that. No,
once
I mean
again.
he lived, but like that fucked up his athletic career, unfortunately. That's why you don't play with guns in the house when you're
Yeah.
drunk.
Ever.
Ever. So anyway, let's go back. MMA. So remember how Merab had cut his eye and fucking posted like,
Showed
whoa.
it.
Yeah, so here's more smartness from him. Taking out stitches. And he's using like hedge clippers. Wouldn't you one maybe buy some smaller ones that have been sanitized versus just hedge clipping them out?
This is not a smart guy.
Well, I think that goes to Dana White's point of, are you fucking retarded? Like, what are you doing? Why are you cutting these with fucking big ass scissors, showing your opponent exactly where to punch you?
Yes.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. Like, it's fucking,
I don't know.
it's, I always say that, like, you can't reason with crazy. You can't reason with stupid. I think it's the same
Can't
thing.
fix stupid.
Not so much. What else is going on?
Okay, so there's a guy that posted Curious Felipe on Instagram. Bruce
Yes.
Buffer's card. Check this out. I don't know if you've ever seen what he has on his card, but Bruce Buffer,
Briefly, yeah.
look at this. This is like he's got color coded. He's got
The
the
feng shui,
names
or however you say that, phonetically, kind of.
phonetically, like breaking up the words. He's like,
Yes.
"Boo, machine B," or whatever.
Muhammad.
Yeah, that's pretty
Interesting.
wild. Yeah, and he like writes a lot of shit on there. I didn't realize this guy was so into all this. I thought he just
Well,
said.
I'm thinking his vision is going also because he like had to pump those fonts up. Like, I can't read that little 16. Let me write the big 16. I get it.
Yeah.
He's in his 60s, right? He's gotta be like what, 62? Bruce Buffer, how old are you? That's my question.
I'm gonna
Now,
guess
now
six
I need to know.
six 64.
He's in his 60s. Ooh, I like this. Here we go. Survey said, holy fuck, he's 67.
Oh wow. That's crazy.
67. Still blowing it out. It's time for Joe Martinez to take over. I'm just saying. Bruce, not my favorite announcer. Bruce is all about himself. Let's see. Did you see Machine Gun Kelly? I guess he
No.
was on one of the Pauls, not Jake, but his brother's podcast. What the fuck's his brother's
George,
name? No.
Jason, Jared,
The other Paul that's in the WWE that I can't think of his name, and I
Jeff Paul.
no. They're so bad. The other Paul brother.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, so Machine Gun Kelly's on his podcast. He's talking shit about Sean Strickland. Why? I don't know. Not the smartest of people, apparently, to talk shit on. But he said he's a representative of every person who's too scared to just be themselves. Shut the fuck up and don't speak on me anymore. And he said some other shit. And Sean kind of replied to him, but does he not know who Sean Strickland is? Because remember, Sean like fucking fought Dricus du Plessis in the crowd just because they had beef
He
and it was
did.
on site. Are you, is this guy retarded? You know what Sean Strickland will do when he sees him.
Then they go to his concert, jump up on stage.
Yeah, like, right? And
Yeah.
you think the security's gonna stop him? Like, oh,
No.
come on, Sean Strickland. Come up here, fuck this guy up. That's crazy. He still dating that one actress? Here we go.
Oh,
I
man.
can't remember. Megan.
Fox?
Yes, thank you. See,
Okay.
we got half a brain together, or we
That's
have half
perfect.
each. You put them together, we
It's
have three
perfect.
quarters. I'm still trying to think about the other Paul Brothers, but bugging me. Now I gotta look it up. It's so bad. What else is happening?
Well, I found this old video.
Logan Paul. Thank
Paul,
you.
oh, Logan Paul. That's it. Not my brain. It's not working. There
No,
you
it's all right.
go. I think I can share some.
Okay.
Maybe, but maybe not. All right, here. Freaking, do you remember what a beast Melvin Manhoff
Melvin,
was?
yeah.
He's, I
I love
mean,
his shorts too. It was gladiator shit.
yeah.
He's fucking you up with those leg kicks too.
He was just relentless for the
He's
first like
running 120.
4 minutes. Yeah. Still going. I forgot about this
Oof.
fight. He got the, look at this judo, like high level judo. He fucking reversed him in midair.
He's so
Super.
strong, he can just stand up though.
There you go. He's gonna lock
He
it up.
needs to disengage with this guy though.
Yeah, that guy's really good jiu-jitsu judo player. Look at this. Oh
Damn.
man.
Yeah. He needs to go back to striking because this is not your world.
No, big trouble. Here it comes.
Yeah, this is not surprising. He's kind of fucked now. Yep.
That's the end.
Should have kept it standing. I don't know why he was playing that game.
Yeah, well, he got grappled up. He was just so explosive and crazy. I
Yep.
remember when him and Robbie Lawler went at it. Was it Strikeforce, I think?
Yeah.
Where Lawler got him at in like the third, maybe third round or something. That was a good
Yeah, I
fight.
miss those days. I miss the Strike Force. There's a lot of good fighters until UFC absorbed them and that
Everybody
shit right
else.
out of business. Do you see Conor McGregor is out there training hard? This is my
No.
favorite thing to do. Conor McGregor training hard.
Whoa, what is that? A slide?
His yacht and his water slide. That's
That's crazy.
what this guy does.
Parties.
Tell me he's gonna fight again.
No. No chance. Zero
If I have
chance.
a water slide on my yacht, I'm not fucking fighting. I've got everything I need then. My Lamborghini yacht or whatever the fuck he is.
Hell yeah.
Let me do one more. I apparently, let's see, UFC 306. Damon Martin was tweeting out. He said there's still quite a few tickets available, and let's see. I'll post his little thing here. Said, I'd wager this ends up as a sellout. He said the lowest price option right now is $757. I think I have another link, or I don't. I don't have it on that, but yeah. So a lot of tickets still available, and I think the rumor was that wherever Canelo was fighting on the same night, I think the UFC was originally booked there And then they kicked the UFC out of there. So basically, the Sphere was offered as a concession to the
Was
UFC.
MGM, I think.
Okay.
I think it was the MGM.
So, and now they're again, kind of like a weird thing. Like, why are we doing a Mexican independence thing or whatever it is, being sponsored by Saudi Arabia or something? And the main event isn't even Mexican fighters. This should have just been a UFC history or like a history of the UFC and had good fights on it too, because I think one of the other problems is it's you have a ton of pie-weigh fights on this, like a bunch of guys under 155 pounds that a lot of guys don't want to see fight. So it's a tough sell, and you know, there's I get they're spending 20 million, and yeah, it'll look cool, but fuck, I think they're gonna lose money on this event
It seems like they might, yeah, for sure.
because I don't remember what that place held. It was 18,000, maybe.
Yeah, 17, 18. Yeah, I think that sounds
Something
right.
like that,
Something
depending
like that.
upon how they do the floor seats. Because normally, like at a concert at the U2, there were no, it's just standing room only on that main level. And it looks like fucking chaos. But for the UFC, there's obviously going to be seats down there and maybe a little more room. But again, you can't see dick when you're down that low.
So they're like above you, kind of a thing. Like,
Yeah, that's where I would want to be. I'd want to be probably at least a 200 level, 400. You're not going to see any of the fights because literally the band looked like fucking ants. Like they were the like I could see the edge and fucking everybody down there. There's Bono. He's I'll just look at the screen. I can fucking see him. But like for to see a fight there, dog shit. Like you're not gonna you'd be watching a screen the whole time. But that's probably it's more of a freak show and we'll see what happens. But
Spectacle.
yeah, I think that's what they want. And he's trying to kind of do a fuck you, probably like, fine, I'll do it here and well, we'll see how it works out. What else is happening?
There's a rumor around the campfire that Dustin Poirier and Colby Covington are going to go at it in UFC 309. What are your thoughts?
That's a fucking weird matchup. I don't like it because you got to think this is probably Dustin Poirier's last fight. You gotta match him up against some kind of a legend, whoever that happens to be.
Brock Lesnar.
It's fine. I'm okay with this, but because you don't want to see him get grapple fucked, he's just gonna
No.
keep trying to go for a guillotine. That's the problem. Jump the ghillie, don't be silly. I don't want to see that the whole fight. I don't know if Nick Diaz can make 180, 170. Would Dustin go up to 185?
I bet he was.
I mean, I'd see that fight. That's more interesting to me. So we'll see. I guess I'll just bring up the Nick Diaz then, since I just mentioned him. So let me post this here. So he tweeted this out. He's like, "Don't for a second think I forgot about all you little fighters who had a lot of shit to say about me. I'm gonna hunt all you pussies down one at a time after I'm done with this guy, whoever that guy is."
So
So he's
did
coming.
he's coming.
He's
He's
coming.
I'm coming.
I'm like, oh no, that guy's coming everywhere. And oh, this is gonna. Oh, here we go. The one other thing I wanted to mention is so that Jake Paul Mike Tyson boxing event is happening, allegedly happening November 15th in the
Sweet.
AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. But I want to pull up the ticket map here and kind of take a look. It looks, I don't know, semi sold out.
Actually, it sure
Or
does.
so semi sold. I'm not gonna say sold out, but as you can kind of scroll in. And get an idea of it's a fucking expensive ass ticket. It's like 2,500 anywhere around there, pretty much. But it looks like a lot of seats are fucking sold. But then you could be this guy over here for $90. I don't know if you see jack shit in a football stadium trying to watch a fight for fucking the rafters, but you know, holy shit, 20,000 for like row two.
That's crazy.
Yeah, those are all starred. 5 grand for about six. Anyway, Is this fight happening? Like
I don't
they keep
know.
saying like no one's gonna pull out, but I don't know if Ulcer pulled you out last time.
Yeah.
Find it hard to believe. What else is going on?
Man, I think I just have some knockouts left.
Let's see what I have here. Oh, I saw this rumor. So apparently, Fedor versus Andrei Arlovsky 2 is in the works, according to some Russian MMA media outlets. They said it's going to be under boxing rules in RCC boxing. Who do you
I
think wins this
like Fedor.
at this point?
The Fedor.
Yeah, I think so. The Fedor. I don't know. Arlovsky's lost so many fights.
Well, he's susceptible to that right hand like he was before. That thing still has power. So it doesn't matter how old Fedor is, if he connects with that fucker, you're gonna go to sleep.
Yeah,
So,
there's always this Arlovsky chin question. Like, does he have it? Does he not? He got better.
in and
I feel
out.
like it got improved, and he was just going to decision a lot.
Yeah.
But age catches up to everyone. I think Fedor, I think you're right. I think he's probably fresher because he's been on the shelf for a little bit, and he looked, whatever pictures I saw of him recently, he looked like he's on some kind of good gear.
You think so?
Fuck yeah. Why not? I think he's on the Russian gear. They don't give a shit. Let's see some Russian MMA shenanigans since we're talking about Russia. So, how they have all these stupid fake face-offs. Well, now they're actually putting a padded ground down. I'll do a little sound here.
During the face-off? Whoa.
Yeah, so they're doing these.
Shut
Maybe we're just
the
going for takedowns. Maybe it's just takedowns only. But that
brother,
was it.
this is just silly.
It's ridiculous. Like, the only thing that's gonna happen is potentially someone gets injured before the fight. So why do this? What are we gaining? I mean, at least they weren't punching each other this time.
Yeah.
Just going for grapples.
I
Grapples.
mean, I suppose that's better. But still, the
Yes.
guy flipped the other guy over the house, couch.
The cow jumped over the moon.
Yeah.
All right, let's
Semi.
do some KOs. What do you got?
All right. I got a little Muay Thai KO.
Okay.
Here we go. Oops. Little sidestep and head kick. You catch that? Little bonk.
Oof.
But she did like a, I don't know, these women look like they're teenagers. Sidestep
Well,
and
yeah, I
boom.
mean, Thailand, they have the kids fighting. They don't give a
Yeah.
fuck what age they are. They let them fight.
That was right on the neck.
It's death. Do you have any more, or should I throw a couple?
I got a Pettis KO. That, I think that's the last one.
Okay, go ahead.
Hang on. Here we go. A little Showtime knee right to the head.
Oof. Give him another one. I saw him sneak one in there. That guy's pulsating. That's
I
never
mean,
good.
he took all of it.
Yeah, he did.
That's pretty nasty.
That's always nice. Let's see what we have here. Let's make sure the sound's off. So we got a little boxing one. Ugh. He just snuck that uppercut in there. Like, bink! And then you go right through the ropes into La La Land, which I like. Then we'll go a little beer. Look like a little bare knuckle jeans. I forgot what this is. It says it's Clan FC. Oh,
Ouch.
right into the fucking bags, man. Oh, and he just slumps him. I love
Damn.
the jeans. Like, we fight in jeans, motherfucker. We got
Yes.
time for
Were they
fucking
jeans
MMA
and I
shorts.
think boxing shoes, maybe, or wrestling shoes, one of the
Yeah,
two.
you gotta get your grip. Gotta get your grip. And I'll do a little run here, and then we'll get to some knowledge. So we're starting a Halloween season early. One of my favorite pastimes is seeing what MMA fighters are going to dress up for on Halloween. And here we go with little Kay Hansen. She's doing her little Chucky outfit.
Huh.
Looks devastating. Can't wait for it. Halloween's just around the corner.
Big fan. I approve.
Let's do the little new training technique. I can't do sound. I don't understand giving or receiving on this, but here we go. This is working your 1-2. What are we trying to prove here?
I don't really know. And we have balls of steel.
I don't know. I'm just not impressed. I don't understand what we're trying to get off on. And then I got a new tattoo. I didn't get one, but someone got a tattoo. I want your ranking on this scale 1 to 10.
Okay, I'm ready.
Where do we go?
What the? Zero. That's yeah.
Zero.
It goes. That's a trickery, a weird trickery stuff. I no
I
zero.
don't know if it's not, I don't feel like it's not finished because I think the rows needs to get filled in.
Yeah, but I don't know. You got
Yeah,
a dude's boob that looks like a woman's boob. That's just
it's not right.
the whole thing is just wacky.
I give it 3.5
Okay,
for
zero
the
for me.
effort. 3.5 for effort. Let's
The
do
tattoo
knowledge.
itself is beautiful, but I don't know.
What if it's not a woman? That's very confusing then.
That wouldn't mind that. That sounds
Yep.
great.
All right, knowledge, what you
Here we
got?
go. So I'm at, if you saw this sign before you're about to enter someplace, would you enter or run? And it says, you would be better off sandpapering a lion's ass in a pair of pork chop panties than being caught on the other side of this fence. Do you
Better off
go?
sandpapering a lion's ass and a pair of pork chop panties and being caught. Probably, because I feel like it's all bark and no bite.
You think so?
Yeah, because if you had some shit going on, you're not gonna sell it like that. That
How are you gonna hold the lion down and sandpaper his
I
ass?
don't know. I think like that's that Thailand tiger shit where they're dosed up, and I just remember that picture of Luke Rockhold holding that tiger's balls in his hand. What are you guys doing? Because the tiger's so doped up on whatever they're giving them overseas. So
So they
I'd
got like
go.
a junkie tiger.
Yeah, a junkie tiger. Like it.
That's
He's all
crazy.
cracked up on the crack rocks.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the. Oh, this is from Paige Van Zandt. We'll close on this. So apparently, there's a new bicep workout out right now.
Oh, hey now. I approve that.
Yep.
He can, she works her tries and he can work his buys. It's
Yep.
perfect.
The dismount wasn't very graceful, but
No.
they're doing things. They're doing things. Good for her. I think her OnlyFans page is free right now, in case you're keeping track at home.
Had
I'm
no idea.
saying.
Why would it be free?
I don't know. She tweeted that out. I think she does that randomly, but again, I think some of these ladies don't share all the good stuff and then want you to pay. Here's $5,000 for me to take a shit in a box or something like that. Like weird stuff, you know?
Wow.
She
Okay.
was she's one of those weirdos where you can pay her crazy amounts of money to do weird stuff. But hey, she makes bank, so good for her. Who am I to say what? It's
Me
better than
like.
being a power slap lady that she is. But
That's
anyway,
true. Very true.
on that note, we'll shut down and we won't be here next week.
No, we'll be
Taking a
off.
week off. We'll be back after that.
That's been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.